Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 14, The Forest of Enjoyment, text 40. Jadapi digi bhajaini yajjino ye bhai rajarshayo king tu parang mridhe shairanna shameva mameya miti krita bairanu bandhaya bandhayang vishrijya sayam upasanghritta. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. There were many great saintly kings who were very expert in performing sacrificial rituals and very competent in conquering other kingdoms. Yet, despite their power, they could not attain the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is because those great kings could not even conquer the false conceptions, false consciousness of I am this body and this is my property. Thus, they simply created enmity with rival kings, fought with them and died without having discharged life's real mission. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The real mission of life for the conditioned soul is to re-establish the forgotten relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engage in devotional service so that he may revive Krishna consciousness after giving up the body. One doesn't have to give up his occupation as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra or whatever. In any position, while discharging his prescribed duty, one can develop Krishna consciousness simply by associating with devotees who are representatives of Krishna and who can teach this science. Regretfully, the big politicians and leaders in this material world simply create enmity and are not interested in spiritual advancement. Material advancement may be very pleasing to an ordinary man, but ultimately he is defeated because he identifies himself with the material body and considers everything related to it to be his property. This is ignorance. Actually, nothing belongs to him, not even the body. By one's karma, one gets a particular body, and if he does not utilize his body to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all his activities are frustrated. The real purpose of life is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1-13. Atopungbhir jijashrishtha Varnashrama vibhagasaha sanusthitasya dharmasya sangsiddhir haritoshanam. It really doesn't matter what activity a man engages in. If he can simply satisfy the Supreme Lord, his life is successful. So, there were many great saintly kings who were very expert in performing sacrificial rituals and very competent in conquering other kingdoms. Yet, despite their power, they could not attain the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is because those great kings could not even conquer the false consciousness of I am this body and this is my property. Thus they simply created enmity with rival kings, fought with them and died without having discharged life's real mission. So, the forest of enjoyment. Narad Muni is instructing what this material nature is like and what should one do here. That's why these scriptures are so important. From the scriptures we get to know what is the real purpose of our existence. Unless and until we approach the scriptures, and unless those scriptures are explained by realized souls, unless they are explained by qualified teachers, one cannot possibly understand the goal of life, the purpose of our existence. And while traveling in the universe, if one comes across such a teacher, Brahmando Brahmite Kono Bhagyo Banjib, if some fortunate soul while traveling in this universe comes across such a teacher, then only he gets to know what is the real goal of life. Otherwise, general tendency is to enjoy to the maximum. The purpose of their existence otherwise remains just enjoy, and that is the goal of life. But then what happens? Although one tries to enjoy, he ends up actually suffering. In this material nature, no one can enjoy. Everyone remains dissatisfied. Everyone remains discontent. As I told you many times before, during one of my early encounters with Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada just told me, for so many lifetimes you are trying to enjoy and you are seeing that you are still not satisfied. So offer this life to Krishna. So this is the real teaching. For so many lifetimes you are trying to enjoy. For so many lifetimes we all are trying to enjoy. But if we question, am I satisfied? What is the answer? Am I satisfied? Can anybody say that he is completely satisfied in this material platform? So they're just keeping on endeavoring, trying and trying life after life to enjoy. Starting from an insect. What to speak of an insect? Starting from a plant. Up to the human being. Everyone is trying to enjoy. What is a plant's enjoyment? Little sun, little sun. Little rays of the sun, little water, little water. That is their enjoyment. And that's why they're struggling. You go to the forest, you see they're competing. Who can get higher? The higher they go, they can get the sun, the trees. So that is their enjoyment. Like little rays of the sun and little water. Up there the leaves want the rays of the sun and the roots want water. That is the desire of a tree. And in this way we can see like everyone is trying to enjoy in this material nature. Well, all the way up to the kings, as he's being sent. The purport is actually saying, saintly kings, not ordinary kings. These are saintly kings. Who are very expert in performing sacrificial rituals. Even they could not fulfill the objective, the purpose of their existence. That is the material nature. What does a king want? Does the king want to... Is the king really happy? No, he sees well. The other king, his kingdom is so prosperous. He is so wealthy. So let me go and get his kingdom. And in the process, he has to struggle so hard, risks his life. What to speak of getting a kingdom, even to get a princess. He likes a princess, he wants to marry her, and he'll have to fight with all other kings. As we see in Krishna's pastimes, in Mahabharata, and other such scriptures. Wanted to marry a beautiful princess, and other rivals are there. Why should he get this princess? Why didn't I get it? So let's all attack him. And he'll have to fight with them. So trying to enjoy in this material nature is always troublesome. Nowadays, of course, they don't have to fight in that way. But now one has to struggle so hard, study so hard to get a degree, then get a job. Everyone is thinking, how can I get a good job? From their school days, they're competing. I have to get admitted in IIT. So much struggle. And they get admission in IIT or some other engineering college or medical college. Then they have to struggle so hard to pass the exams. And after they pass the exams, all that endeavor is simply to get a job. And when they get a job, then what? Their whole life's mission was to get a job, and when they get the job, they have to work like a donkey. They have to work so hard. Because the person who is employed him is not doing charity. He is paying them the money because he wants to make profit out of them. He pays them X amount of money so that he can make X multiplied by Y amount of money. So this is the material nature. The world of cheaters and cheated. The world of exploiters and exploited. But then, when one comes across Srila Prabhupada's teachings, then he wakes up. That's true. Why should I work like a donkey? Why should I work like an ass just to get a few rupees at the end of the month? And that's where the example of donkey is given. You know, a donkey, what does the donkey need? What does an ass need? Just some grass. And there is grass everywhere. But a donkey thinks that unless he carries this burden for his master, he won't get the grass. Everything is there for our enjoyment. Whatever is there, food, shelter, everything is there. Why do we have to work so hard to get that. Therefore, this attitude is compared to the attitude of a donkey. Dhenuka Sura, donkey demon. Another quality of a donkey, he carries the big burden and he doesn't want to share it with anybody. Like the fruits of his work, he doesn't want, he wants to enjoy it himself. But the fruits of our work should be offered to Krishna. Then the purpose of our life is served. So anyway, in this way, living entities are traveling in this universe. But in the purport of Srila Prabhupada, in just in two lines, Prabhupada is making the main point at the beginning of the purport. Just see, the real mission of life for the conditioned soul is to re-establish the forgotten relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engage in devotional service so that he may revive Krishna consciousness. That's the goal of life. The real purpose of life is to re-establish our lost relationship with Krishna. And what does it take to develop that lost relationship? It takes only two things. To revive the lost relationship, we need to know who Krishna is and who we are, and become engaged in that relationship. Who is Krishna? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord and Master. Is he just the Supreme Lord and Master like that because we are saying it? No. Why he is the Supreme Lord and Master? Because he has made all the arrangements. The sun is rising. Can you imagine if the sun was not there, what would have happened to this universe? Just one factor, if the sun was not there, everything would have been lost. Nothing would have been possible. Because the sun rises, light is there. And all the source of light is actually sun. Somebody may say, well, I can light lamps. But where that oil is getting the ability to give out light? It has been extracted from the sun. The cellulose, through the process of photosynthesis, the trees have stored the energy. And that energy is coming out in the form of oil, coke, and so forth. All the inflammable objects are inflammable because they have extracted that energy and stored in the sun. Bhashvan jathasma sakaleshu nijeshu teja suyankiyat prakatayat tapitatpatra tadbadatra. All the bright objects, Bhashvan, they have derived, just as they derive the luminary abilities from the sun. So, if the sun was not there, light wouldn't have been there. One can say, it's a natural consideration. Even moon. One can say, well, moon is there. But what's moon is doing? Reflecting the rays of the sun. Not only that, if the sun was not there, vegetation wouldn't have been there. Trees and plants couldn't survive. If the trees and plants were not there, there wouldn't have been any food for us. There wouldn't have been any oxygen for us. So So we can see how amazing Krishna's arrangement is. Just one factor, the sun. What to speak of the other factors? So many different other factors are there. So these are all these arrangements are Krishna's arrangements. Without those arrangements, we couldn't survive. Just as I mentioned, what is the most important factor for our living? Oxygen. But we take oxygen, give out carbon dioxide. So that process would have filled up the entire atmosphere with carbon dioxide. But look at Krishna's arrangement. Trees and plants. They are taking carbon dioxide, giving out oxygen. So in this way, Krishna is the Supreme Lord and Master because Krishna has made all these arrangements for us. That's why He is the Lord and Master. That's why we have to be indebted to Him. That's why we must surrender to Him. So that is the important consideration. Like, we should not say that Krishna is the Lord and Master just like a parrot, blindly, without understanding. We should not surrender to Krishna without understanding. Everything must be done with proper understanding. Then only that surrender will be genuine, not otherwise. Otherwise, like parrot will say, I am surrendered. But our attitude will be, who is Krishna? Who are you? Why should I surrender? That's at the back of my mind. Therefore, unless and until it is situated in proper understanding, it won't happen. We must, therefore, understand who is Krishna. Sambandha gyan. Sambandha. Who is Krishna? And the information about Krishna is there. And then we hear from advanced devotees, we hear from our previous acharyas. And they are actually explaining the principle so nicely. And then only our surrender will be genuine. Otherwise we notice, being in the movement for so long, apparently practicing the process of Krishna consciousness, but their behavior is indicating otherwise. Their behavior is not surrender. In their behavior, they are revolting against the authority. They are revolting against the structure that has been set up by Srila Prabhupada. So these are the unfortunate state of affairs. And it is because the practice hasn't been substantiated by proper knowledge, proper understanding. Our endeavor will become sincere when we become situated in proper understanding. What is our understanding? We have to get out of this suffering condition. We are not enjoying here, we are suffering. By no means we can enjoy here. The only way we can get out of the suffering condition and become situated in the real enjoying situation, only when we surrender to Krishna. And Krishna is situated in our hearts and Krishna is watching. Krishna is watching. So we can't fool Krishna. Krishna knows everything. Even we may not know about ourselves. But Krishna knows. With that understanding, we have to practice the process of Krishna consciousness. And Maya will try to test our surrender. Well, you are saying that you are surrendered to Krishna. Let's see. and Maya puts the temptations. Do you really want to surrender or you want to lord over? They're the two, only two options. Either you surrender or you lord over. Either you become a servant or you become a master. There is no other way. Either you become a servant or you become a master. So Maya's tricks will be, let us see whether you really want to surrender or whether you really want to enjoy. Enjoy means trying to become the master and try to enjoy this world. And we have to recognize that the ultimate test will come at the time of death. What we are practicing now, this is the practicing stage, this is the preparatory stage. And the exams will be at the end of the life. Just as we get the whole year to prepare, and then at the end of the year comes the exam. Similarly, we have a whole life to prepare. And at the end of the life is the time to sit for the exams. And then it will be decided, it will be determined whether we pass the test or failed. And Prabhupada is pointing out that they have died without fulfilling the purpose of their life. All these kings, great personalities, great warriors, very expert, even performing Vedic rituals. But because they did not surrender to Krishna, their life was wasted. They failed. What is the secret of passing the test? What is the secret of passing the exams? The secret is very simple. Surrender to Krishna. And that's what we have to prepare all our life. How to surrender to Krishna. So in this way, we have to prepare ourselves. Now that we got this opportunity, now that we got the admission in the right school, ISKCON, we got admitted in the right school and the right syllabus is there, Prabhupada's books. So many teachers are there who are, and so many students are there practicing the process. So we must take full advantage. And if we do that, like if we follow the syllabus, studying under the qualified teachers, and students also, there is a possibility of good students and bad students, associated good students. The possibility of associating with bad students is also there, but if you associate with the bad students, then you know what's going to happen. So such a wonderful opportunity we got. So let's take full advantage of that. And personalities like Narad Muni is instructing here. We are having the opportunity to directly hear from Narad Muni here. He is giving us the understanding which no one ever told. Did anyone ever tell you that your relatives are actually your, the ferocious animals? Did anyone ever tell you that your so-called relatives are actually your enemies? But Narad Muni is giving that. Of course, not that the relatives are enemies, but when one acts with a wrong understanding, then they turn out to be like that. But when the proper relationship is established with Krishna in the center, then all these relationships are so wonderful. But without Krishna consciousness, this material nature is, no matter how beautiful it may look, no matter how wonderful the arrangements are there, it's a forest. And the paradoxical situation is, we are trying to enjoy in a forest. Who can enjoy in a forest? Being surrounded by all kinds of adverse situations. In the forest, surrounded by all kinds of animals, ferocious animals. Like, it's full of all those animals, and you know, like, and that's our situation. And not that the animals are just there, they're attacking us. We are being attacked by those animals constantly. That is the situation, this material nature. So let us take this information with proper understanding, and let's prepare ourselves very nicely so that we can pass the exams with a flying color. We can pass the exams in such a way that we'll fly out of here to the spiritual world, Golok Vrindavan. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande Hari. Does anybody have any question? Why are they addressed as Raja Rishaya if they are not surrendered to Krishna? You see, all the time all the rishis are not surrendered. Right? The rishis, oftentimes these rishis are Brahmabadis. They are not devotees. They are Brahma Gyanis. So these kings also were like, They have Brahman understanding of the spiritual reality, but they haven't been able to recognize Krishna and surrender unto Him.
So it's different than even Rajarshya with the Bhagavad Gita fourth
chapter. That is, he's talking about the disciplic succession. Among Rajarshya Vidu, those Rajarshis, they were saintly devotees. There are Rajarshis who are devotees, right? But not that all Rajarshis are devotees. This question is from who is this from? Oh, Narahari. Very beautiful handwriting. Well, nice handwriting, but sometimes it's difficult to read. Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my respectful obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to your divine grace. Krishna consciousness is easy to practice in India, although I do everything the same in UK due to heavier modes of nature, it is very difficult. Can you please offer a solution? Stay in India. If the modes in UK are difficult to practice, then accept the simpler solution. Yes, Mataji. Kya bataya? Gadha ki tarah, okay. Very good question. The point is that Guru Maharaj, you said that people in this world are working like asses, but we see that those who are working hard like asses, they get lots of honor and respect, whereas the devotees don't get that kind of respect. This answer has been given in the scriptures. Sabir baraha ostra kharai sangstuta purusha pashu. In the society of dogs and hogs and camels and asses, some bigger animal is given the respect. Samjha? Na kya hindi mein bolna hoga? Na, you said it, yeah? Jo samaj kutta ka hai, kutta, dogs, suar, oot, और गधा, उस समाज में और कोई जानवर का ही सम्मान मिलता है, समझा? तो ये समाज जो है आजकल, वो लगता है देखने में इंसान जैसा है, बल्कि शास्त्र के विचार से तुमको पता चलता है वो किसकी समाज है, और उस समाज में अगर गधे को सम्मान मिल रहा है तो उसमें आश्चर्य होने का कोई बात नहीं है, ना तो खेद का भी कोई बात नहीं है, लेकिन भक्त समाज में भक्तों का सम्मान मिलेगा, है ना? बच्चे के बारे में कौन बोलता है? So many, not all. What's he saying? Okay. वो होते हैं, हो सकते हैं तुम्हारे रिश्तेदार, बल्कि असल शकल, असल रूप क्या है, इससे पता चलता है. ठीक है. देखो, जो लड़का अगर ब्रह्मचारी हो गया है तो उससे फायदा क्या होगा? भगवान का कृपा मिलेगा. जैसे प्रभुपाद कह रहे हैं कि एक भक्त अपने सारे परिवार को उद्धार कर सकते हैं, और जो भक्त नहीं है, चाहे वो जो भी हो, अपने आप को भी उद्धार नहीं कर सकता है. तो अब बताओ असल काम क्या है? ऐसे लोग क्या बोलते हैं उसका फिक्र मत करो. कुछ तो लोग कहेंगे. Kalindi Sundari, Prahlad Maharaj remember Narad Muni's instruction, but his mother forgot. So what do so that I don't forget pure devotee's instruction? Very good point from Kalindi Sundari. You see, as you develop your mentality, accordingly comes the remembrance. What you remember, where your attachment is. Like, isn't it clear that sometimes we remember something that has happened long time ago? Why do we remember? Because it is dear to us. Like, say for example, we met so many people, but some friend, although we didn't see him for so many years, we remember him. Why? Because he is in our mind. So those who are involved in spiritual activities, they will remember the spiritual instructions. those who are materially inclined, they will not be able to remember. And that's what happened to Prahlad Maharaj's mother. Her mother became involved in mundane life afterwards, whereas Prahlad Maharaj did not. And that's why Prahlad Maharaj remembered, although he listened to those instructions when he was in the womb of his mother. And although he actually heard it through his mother, because his mother was listening, that's why he was hearing. What happened? The printer is not working? Sending handwritten one? Prema Manjari Dasi, Prema Manjari from Bombay. Many devotees who have renounced sense enjoyment still say that they need to overcome subtle sense enjoyment. What does that mean? You see, we have two bodies, material bodies. One is the gross body and the other is the subtle body. One may give up the tendency to enjoy through the gross body, but the tendency to enjoy remains in the subtle body. The subtle body's enjoyments are in distinction, adoration and profit. Labh, puja, pratishtha. Although, see, the body's enjoyment is to have sense gratification, sex life. So one may have given up that gross tendency of the body. One may have been able to overcome sex desire, but the subtle desires may remain in the form of distinction, adoration and profit. So that is the meaning of when they say that they need to overcome subtle sense enjoyment, although they have overcome the gross sense enjoyment. Yes, Rupa Gaura.
Krishna Maharaj. Guru Maharaj, regarding children, when we see the example of Prahlad Maharaj, at the age of 5 years, he is speaking the topmost philosophy. At the same time, he is also speaking many things which he has not gone through. Like he speaks about the attachment of husband and wife, Katham Priyaya, Anukam Pitaya, and then how he can lead these things about children. Now, if we compare it in our day to day life, we just see that the small children, even up to the age of 7, 8, 10, they just cannot understand the philosophy when we see that you are not the body or the soul. So it just goes above. They just they get confused. I have tried with my daughter and I have seen devotees all the time. They get confused. They cannot. So how to... We find that if only the stories appeal to them, to our kids.
Well, there is a difference between them and Prahlad Maharaj. So, as you were saying, like, we have to understand that Prahlad Maharaj is already a self-realized soul. That means he is not talking about this life's experience only. He is speaking from his other life's experiences. And this kind of examples are very, very rare. Generally, you know, one relates to his body and relates to the experiences through the body. And that's why we don't need to force. Like, let them grow up and then they will understand. But some will, you'll notice, some are you know, relatively more advanced. And as you say, like, give it to them to the extent they can understand. Like, if they appreciate stories, through the stories, you know, they will, yes, through the, what will happen? Like they'll hear the stories will remain in their hearts, in their mind. And then as they grow up, those stories will have their effects. That's why we have the standard of, you know, telling the heroic activities of great personalities. Because that actually make them develop their attachment to those personalities, and they will tend to develop their qualities. At least, you know, we can do that. And that is why it's so important to give them Krishna conscious, you know, stories also. Like, let them hear about Arjun than Superman, right? Let them hear about real characters. Like, you know, in our childhood, we are affected by Alexander. We heard about Alexander's noble qualities. This is how we got to know so many great, even from the Western world, we got to know about their heroic qualities. And we began to, we learned to appreciate them. But in today's world, you know, they are introducing all kinds of, you know, like the world has become totally crazy actually. I mean, why can't they present, you know, at least, you know, I can say, 60 years back when I was young, you know, we were told about Alexander. He was not Indian. He lived, you know, 2000 years back. But still we are affected by it. And see, in 50 years, what change has taken place. How many people speak about Alexander? How many people speak of great personality like Chandragupta? What to speak of Arjun, Bhim, Lord Ramchandra, Hanuman? Like they are the heroes. When we were growing up, they were the heroes. But today's world has created some crazy heroes created by some crazy personalities like Walt Disney. And they are, you know, they have become, they are leading the world and they are kind of presenting. And the whole purpose is to make money. That's why we have to change our education system. Next question, Kirti Kumari Dasi from Mayapur. We must understand who is Krishna and who are we and engage accordingly. Our surrender is genuine when we are situated in proper understanding. Deviation comes when there is a lack of proper understanding. Bhagavad Gita tells us that understanding comes from Krishna. It seems that sometimes two people whom are committed to hear the same message, but one understands and the other doesn't. Does that mean that Krishna is partial in giving understanding? Krishna gives the understanding according to your desire. When you want to become a devotee, yes, Krishna will give us the understanding about devotional life. But if you want to remain in Maya, then yes, Krishna will make all kinds of arrangement for you to remain in Maya. But ultimately, it is your decision, it's your free will to decide which way you will go. And accordingly Krishna will make facilities. Not that Krishna will tell you, but Krishna will make facilities. Krishna will not interfere in your independence. If you want to become a devotee, Krishna will say, okay, I am sending this devotee to preach to you, to speak to you. If you want to become a devotee, Krishna makes arrangement that you come to come across Srila Prabhupada's teachings. You come across ISKCON. So this is how Krishna is saying, not only Mattak Smritir Gyanam, but Apohanam Cha. He gives it and he steals away also. If you want to remain in Maya, Krishna will take away. You may have come to ISKCON, you may have practiced Krishna consciousness so many years. But if you want to go towards Maya, yes, Krishna will make all kinds of wonderful arrangements for you to forget what you learnt in Krishna consciousness for so many years. Sometimes I find it very surprising, like a devotee who left ISKCON, and when I met him, like we are together. He was an American devotee, and we are in Mayapur together. And he couldn't recognize me, although we are quite close. And I was asking, do you remember him? Do you remember him? Do you remember? He did not remember a single one. And I was thinking, yeah, this is the meaning of Apohanam Cha. Okay, thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.